Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast, episode 218, as we are dead smack in the middle of round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I am the host of the show, Blake Friars, joined alongside my co-host. I am the 218 shows, and I can't even get this right.
Oh, man. I'm Brad Brood. I'm alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. Nice, buddy.
Yeah, I'm definitely not claiming myself as you. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. I will give you props. The title of this podcast is unreal. Props to you for that. We're going to talk about that. That is awesome.
It starts off with it. I mean, if you're going to chant, "We want Florida," you're going to pay the price, right? It's a hell of a mistake.
It's to karma. Love it.
You know what? And when you get superstars that are that soft and you sign Matt Murray as your savior, this is what you get.
I don't know if he was signed as their savior.
He was signed as their starting goalie. To replace Jack Campbell.
I think it was a 50-50 split. Like, Samsonov started in the past, but I don't know. And they were going to split, and whoever took the job got the job. Yeah. And Samsonov did that, right? So
no, Murray got hurt again, and Murray sucked. Well,
yeah, but Samsonov started, like, he was on a bit of a roll. But, I mean, now...
Far from as good as Frederik Andersen was for them. Yeah,
Yeah, could have had Freddie still. He's doing pretty good.
Unreal.
Other than last game, he kind of shit the bed. But
you know, the playoffs are going to lose me here. They're losing me. This one game a night, starting early games.
It's terrible. It's 2 days off and shit. Like
this, they're losing me, man. They're going to lose me. Oh my God,
just stick to the every other day. Two games a day, every other day. It's a simple format.
Right? It works, right? It works.
Like, you had one game. What was it? One game Friday, one game Saturday, two games today. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's 2 days in between game two and three for Toronto, Florida. Then there's another 2 days in between three and four. Like, it
doesn't make sense.
It's all over the place. I don't like it. We've been talking about the scheduling all year, seems like it's
awful.
It's been brutal. So
you know what's another thing that's brutal? TV now. 80% of the people watch via streaming. 20% watch via network cable, right?
Yeah.
That's what the world's went to, right?
Yeah, but like, well, they got the Sportsnet now and yada,
yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 80% of the people now are watching via streaming service, whether in the States it's YouTube TV, Sling, whatever method, right? Okay.
Well, that's because it's money. Guys don't have cable, so they just buy that.
No. It's cheaper than cable.
Right. Because you get Sportsnet now and you get all the sports.
And that's what the push has been to streaming services, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. But then with the people watching network TV, wait 10 seconds before you fucking tweet something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because I am tired of seeing my phone ding and tell me the overtime winner 10 seconds before I see it.
Yeah.
So now I have to put my phone away when I watch hockey because I don't want to know what's going on.
Yeah, you got to turn your notifications off.
Well, I mean, just people wait 10 seconds before you tweet it. Like,
it's not even that.
Elliot, wait 10 seconds.
It's the Sportsnet app and the Score app that, like, so-and-so scored.
They're not the problem. The people who are the problem is Elliot Friedman.
Today, I'm watching the draft. He tweets it right away.
Oh, I knew everybody before I even saw it.
Well, no. He was tweeting them, like, one by one, like, 5 seconds before I even saw it. I'm like, yeah, I had to put my phone down.
I know. I'm tired of that.
And I like Elliot Friedman.
I love him. He's my favorite.
You don't need to be doing that. You remember when Seattle had the expansion and Frank Cervelli tweeted out the whole team like in the afternoon? It's like, what is the point of having a show?
Yeah, the whole thing. I don't know.
Jack Campbell's and it's 4-1 Vegas. Jesus. Skinner is just struggling again.
Oh, what else? Oh, another thing struggling. I don't understand. Are you watching any of the NBA playoffs?
No, I really don't care.
I don't either. And I saw one thing that interests me. Name me another professional sport where the fans sit 1 foot from the playing field. Is the NBA looking for a lawsuit? Are they asking for a lawsuit?
Well, look at, did you see Jokic the other day?
Yeah, sir.
So apparently he shoved the Phoenix Suns owner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but
he did. I saw it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, why put the position? Why put people in a position to have that happen? Like, think about it. Like, in football.
Well, I feel bad for the players kind of too.
I do too.
Because there's been times where, I'm all for chirps. And I'm all for chirps. Like, whatever. Like, the fans get on the players and razz them all. But, if you're bringing up, like, families and
get over that. I'm fine with all that.
No,
but don't put them in a situation where
the players can't do anything about the players can't do shit.
Get over it.
No, I'm saying though, if a fan grabs a player can't do anything or else he gets suspended.
No, okay. So here's what I'm saying, Blake. You're not listening to me. Why would a league, besides the only thing I can think of is greed, why would a league allow fans to be within 10 feet and not have a barricade?
Well, you know how much courtside seats are, eh?
So you know what the owners have decided?
Thousands of dollars.
You know what the owners have decided? That risking $1 million lawsuit is worth the money they get every night.
Pretty much.
And screw our players along the way is what it is.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
There's been lots of players that haven't gotten touched and grabbed and punched and they can't do shit. It's brutal.
Speaking of brutal, how about your team cheating, huh?
Who cares, man? It wasn't even NHL players. It was adversary players that got sent down that couldn't skate. Like, who cares? It's so stupid.
$50,000
fine. It's like Toronto going down a day earlier to St. Louis. Who cares? Who cares?
No, it's the rules.
Honestly.
It's the rules.
It's so stupid. Anyways, next topic. That's so dumb.
That's a sign of a bad organization.
So dumb. So dumb. Okay. What are we talking about? We want to talk about the Leafs, how they just choke and forgot how to play hockey because they're in the second round for the first time in 20 years.
What we're talking about today is we will roll through Stanley Cup playoffs round two. We'll go around the league, talk about the NHL draft lottery, referee threats, and Gallant is gone in New York. All right, Blake, are we starting in the East or are we starting in the West?
We're starting in the East because it's just comedy. It's comedy at this point.
It's not comedy.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing
for what?
It is embarrassing.
Let's start for New Jersey and Carolina first.
Okay, I'll start there. A little more positive series to talk about.
I don't know. Actually, the Florida series is probably my most positive series to talk about. But the New Jersey Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes, Carolina leads the series 2-1 as they jumped right out on New Jersey with a 5-1, 6-1 victories. And it seemed like the series was, in the bag until Sunday afternoon.
I wouldn't say it's in the bag. I mean,
no, I said it seemed like it after outscoring the opponents 11-2 in two games.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then they go back to Vanacek. He didn't play as good. He played good enough for them to win, but I think I know he didn't play much, but I like what Luke Hughes brings to their back end. He's a guy that can use his skating ability to get out of dangerous spots. He's a young kid. He's got a lot to learn, right? But I just feel like he didn't play much, but he made a difference for them. And obviously, their big guys showed up. Like, Timo Meier had a couple goals, his first two goals of the series. Jack Hughes was good again. But, I mean, those guys are going to have to be going for them to get back in the series, right? So, I mean, it's not every day you score 8 on Carolina either. So,
and that won't happen again. It won't happen.
They'll be better tomorrow for sure.
You know, it's one of those things where New Jersey got to their home rink and they came out – with the right game plan. We're going to be physical. Yeah. We're going to be strong on the puck. We're going to win the battles. They did the little things right. And then they chipped in and they caught Anderson a little off guard. And score eight and chase Anderson. Hughes brothers combined for 6 points. But it was really a gritty physical win. And way more offense than we expected. And quite honestly, way more offense than we'll probably see the rest of the series.
Yeah, but if there's a series, this would probably be one that there is goals. Like, they're two pretty good offenses. Like, I mean.
Yeah, but they're two pretty solid defenses, too.
Yeah.
We've seen a ton of goals. I mean, I did not expect 5, 6, 8 goal games. I don't think you did either.
No,
did you?
No. I mean, Schmid kind of struggled a little bit in game one and game two. And it'd be interesting to see if they go back to him. Game four, I don't know. Like, it's like I said, Vanacek didn't play that good in game three, but he won good enough.
But he
good
won.
Enough to win. That's all that matters, right? Yep. You got the dub. So, be interested to see if they go back to that kid. I mean, you saw what Edmonton did, right? They pulled Skinner. They came back. They with Campbell in, then they went right back to Skinner next game, right?
And so you thought that was a wrong call.
I don't know. Like, you were
all over it. You said no way. You got to go Campbell.
I probably would have started Campbell, but I mean, they went back Skinner, paid off. I mean, that could have backfired on him, right?
Oh, for sure.
Young kid, just get shell shocked. I don't know.
Can you remember a playoffs where the goaltenders
were poor?
Were so uncertain and poor? Okay, think about this. Okay, let's look at the four series quickly before we get on to the next series. The Devils, do you feel comfortable with their goaltending?
Not really, no.
Carolina, do you feel comfortable with their goaltending?
More comfortable than New Jersey.
Okay, well, I'll give you that. Florida, do you feel comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's been great.
Toronto, do you feel comfortable?
Not anymore.
Edmonton, do you feel comfortable?
Nope.
Vegas, do you feel comfortable?
Well, they just lost Persuad.
Well, I know. So that's what I was saying. Nope.
Now they got Aiden Hill and / Jonathan Quick.
Nope. That'd be a nope.
No.
Probably not. Seattle, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I think Grubauer's been good.
Dallas, are you comfortable?
Oof. That's not what I would have said last week. I mean,
I know. Geez. I know. But one game gets Ottinger back. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, but he's had two bad games this series already. Game one, he let in 6, and game three, he let in 5.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember.
They might have found some on him, high blocker.
I think it's funny. That after the years that I've listened to you rip on Sergei Bobrovsky and tell me he has no experience, that he's right now.
No, pause. I never said he had no experience.
You said no playoff experience.
I said he has lots of playoff experience. He doesn't have much playoff experience, which is the truth.
Well, he's the best goalie in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now.
Yeah, and he didn't even start the series against Boston.
No.
He's been 6 straight wins. 6.
I bet you last year, and I don't know this for sure, there was 16 teams in the playoffs. I bet you 10 of them had the same goalie the whole playoffs. And this year, we don't have one. No, we don't.
Well, other than Samsonov getting hurt, he started every game.
I don't care. I'm saying
that was the only team that had the same starter.
That's rare, though. Starter. That is rare. Now we have zero.
Well, and Dallas had the same starter. Like, he got pulled.
Yeah.
But, like, there's only been, four teams that have started both goalies, which was Boston, Florida, Minnesota started both goalies. Trying to think. Carolina started both goalies. Yeah. So that's 4. I think that's it. I may be missing one, but I think that's it.
Let's talk about the Florida-Toronto series. A series that Florida now backs against the wall for the old Leafs. 3-0.
Stranglehold on the series.
Game one, Toronto pretty much outplayed Florida, but neutral zone play and capitalizing on opportunities was a big deal for Florida, and they ended up winning that game 4-2. In game two, Florida... I don't know. This game was a weird game because Toronto gets up 2-0, and it looks like all systems go, And then enter Sam Bennett into the equation. He yep. sparks a physical outburst and becomes public enemy number one in Toronto. And Florida rattles off three straight goals. Bobrovsky saves 35, and they win the game 3-2.
He had about 12 huge stops in the third period. Mm-hmm. I thought there's no way that Toronto isn't tying this game. There's just no way they're not going to find a way to tie it. Like, it was just an onslaught. It was like the ice was so tilted in the second half of that game. It was insane. Bobrovsky had to make some huge saves, but. Like I picked the Leafs to win this series in six. We both did. I think we yep. both picked them in six.
Yep. Well, that's not happening.
It's no, it's definitely not happening. They probably deserve to win one of the two first games. I will say
that. You will only win in the playoffs when you put together 60 complete minutes.
They played, especially game two, that they played good enough to win. They just got outgoalied. The Samsonov let a couple in that can't go in, and that's the game, right? That's sometimes that happens. You get outgoalied. Yep. Sometimes that happens.
That happens. That was but not the case in game three, though.
Last night was embarrassing. Like, I'm not even a Leaf fan, and I was embarrassed to watch that game.
Well, I have a question. I have a legitimate question.
Let me speak. Season is on the line. You lose that game, your season's pretty much over, right? You go down 0-3. That's the effort we got from Nylander, Matthews, Tavares, and Marner.
13 shots in two periods.
That's the effort. Those four have zero goals in three games. Mm-hmm. Zero. You're paying them $40 million.
You want to know why that's happening? Let me tell you why.
It's terrible.
You want to know why this is happening? Those guys are prima donnas, and Florida's playing physical on them, and they don't like getting hit. They're not willing.
And that's the one thing I think that Tampa didn't do a good enough job as it was being physical on those.
I gotta ask, let them skate around. I gotta ask you a legitimate question. Okay. Let me get through the question, and I want honest opinion from you. I was thinking about this today, this series. And I was thinking about the superstars. And I started to think, and I thought, you know, does the hockey world treat Nylander and Marner, Matthews maybe a little bit different than these guys? But we call them superstars, right? Do we call them superstars because they truly are superstars? Or do we call them superstars because the Canadian media has duped us into believing they're better than they actually are because they play in Toronto?
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate question, don't you think? I think that's a legitimate question.
I think that Matthews and Marner are legitimate superstars. I think their play backs that up.
How about their playoff play, though?
No, round one, they were great. Those four combined for 42 points.
I agree with that.
They were awesome. They combined for 7 points a game in the six games they played.
But
they were
I'm not talking just that series. I'm talking their whole playoff career. Not good.
I mean,
no, it's not good.
They're slightly below point per game. Like, I think like 1 or 2 points below. So.
But that's when you need to be a superstar, right?
No, I know. And you, like, all these Leaf fans are like, oh, Matthews just isn't getting the bounces. He hits all these posts. It's like, dude, that don't count. That don't matter. The bottom line is, right now, the Leafs season was on the line, and then they gave him nothing. I knew Marner was checked out. First 5 minutes game, first three shifts, he turned the puck over twice behind his own net. Like, this guy's checked out. And he don't give a shit.
Lazy turnovers.
Oh, lollydagging, wait behind the net, stripped by Bennett. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, they don't even care. That's what would piss me off if I was a Leaf fan. Like, what I saw last night, they already packed in. They're getting swept.
Who plays in goal for him in game four?
Yo, I ain't playing. It's Wall. That's your only option.
And they don't play until what? They don't play
two
tomorrow.
Days. They play in 2 days.
They play Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
That's all.
So it's a wrap. It's over. They're going to start Joseph Woll in a huge game. They hung him out to dry on that overtime goal.
They did.
Like, I don't know what the hell Brody is doing. But I will say this. The Woll didn't play that the greatest. You're not supposed to look fully over your left shoulder. Nope. You're supposed to have your two pads anchored to each post and look over your right shoulder so that shit doesn't happen. He committed way to his left. But Reinhardt should not be allowed to come out front and put it five hole.
No.
What is Brody doing? Cut him off.
But how good of a play was that for Reinhardt?
It was great. Kachuk didn't Woll didn't even see Kachuk put the puck back behind the net. That's how fast it happened.
And the thing is, but Brody just takes a horrid angle.
It was terrible. Cut around and cut him off out but on the post.
See, that's what we've seen from Toronto when it comes to important things, though. They try to shortcut, but they lack fundamental discipline.
Details. And like Justin Hall has been one of the worst defensemen in the playoffs. They put this guy out with Giordano. It's got to be the worst pairing in the league.
Well, it's not even fair to Giordano, is it? Awful. You got Giordano's like 47 years old.
They're pairing. Like this guy played 22 minutes. Justin Hall played 22 minutes.
So what is the coaching staff doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what they see in him.
But then you look at the points in this series for Toronto are coming from their fourth line.
Oh, I know. Like David Kampf was their best player.
I know. So what are you thinking if you're the coach?
He was 13-0 in the dot and I don't know. I just I'm not even a fan. I'm getting worked up because it's just so embarrassing to watch. It's embarrassing. But I will say this. You may have heard this before on other things. I am getting serious 2014 Kings vibes from this team. Or 2012, sorry. 2012 for this Florida team. Kings 2012 beat the President's Trophy Vancouver Canucks. 2004 or this year, Florida takes down President's Trophy Bruins. Right? They both those teams snuck in late in the playoffs, like last two games. Both the number eight seeds, both beat the number one seeds in the conference and the number two seeds, which Toronto is. Like there's so much similarities here. It is actually kind of crazy.
You know what's kind of crazy? As I'm sitting here watching this, and we're talking. This is the first time I ever wore a blue shirt.
Blue shirt?
First time I've ever on the show wore a blue shirt.
We'd have to go back and look at the tapes.
It's because of Toronto. I'm doing it because of Toronto.
Is that a Leaf shirt?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. You're a closet Leaf fan. No. You pulled it out of the closet.
No, it's actually from my... It's one of my work undershirts, so it's not a Leaf shirt.
But I will say, like... Give credit to Florida. They've just completely
been a great team. They've done everything. They have done everything.
Listen, we should have known this. We picked them to go to the cup last year, right?
No, we didn't. Did we?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, we did. Sure we picked them to play Colorado, didn't we?
Both picked them to go to the cup.
We did. We're just a year late.
Just a year late, I guess. And a huge, massive culture changing trade. But Kachuk is everything that they've ever wanted.
That he wasn't in Calgary?
Everything that he wasn't in Calgary, yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's just completely taking over games.
He's fun to watch.
And Bennett on the line, man, he is such a treat to watch. Bennett giving Bunting a little taste of his own medicine, cross-check in the back of the head. I loved it.
I guarantee you.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of players in the NHL that'll pay that fine for him.
Oh yeah, they'll set up a Venmo e-transfer him. Oh man, God. But Bunting, like, and I love that he didn't get suspended because it and all the Toronto media, it was similar to Matthews cross check on Dahlin in the outdoor game.
It wasn't even close.
It was kind of similar, but Matthews is way more.
Matthews intense. Was intense.
It was intense.
But I'm not against the Maple Leafs.
And the Leaf fans that are whining, oh, Bennett slammed Nyes's head into the ice. Oh, Nyes engaged to hit Bennett first, and he just got all muscle.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Like, it's, what are we doing?
Man against boys.
That's what it is. That's what this whole series is, pretty much.
Let's roll on into the Western Conference series and talk about the Seattle Kraken Dallas Stars. And holy cats, is there goals in this one? As Seattle leads the series 2-1, 5-4 win in game one. Dallas fires back in game two with a 4-2 win, and then 7-2 last night. Game one. Let's go back to that one.
The Pavelski show.
Ottinger lets in a few quick ones. We were on the podcast recording.
Yeah, it was 3-1.
Dallas fights back with Pavelski scores 4 goals. The one I loved was the tip in up high.
Yeah, it unreal. Was just disgusting.
But the Kraken go on to win this game in overtime in a really good game.
Yanni Gord, just a twisted wrister.
Game two, Dallas bounces back in a big way. 4-2 win. It seemed worse than 4-2, though. Pavelski scores again, and I just felt like Dallas was in control the whole
time. Yeah, all game.
What's your thoughts on Wyatt Johnson, and why the hell is he not up for the Norris? Or not Norris, Calder. Norris. Calder.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, he's a good little player. He's not very big, but he's a gritty guy. Goes in the dirty areas. Finds that soft spot in the slot there. I think he's a really good player. But Ottinger's struggling, man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. They might have found something high blocker side. They just every time, like Eberle stuck one there.
Last night they had five goals.
Hold on. They lost Heiskanen too. He's in concussion protocol right now. He'll be back.
Is he in
concussion protocol? Yeah, he's in concussion protocol right now. And he didn't return last game. So
yeah, but they said he didn't return because the score was such a wide margin. That's why they said he didn't return.
Okay, but
he'll play.
But if he got cleared to return, he probably wanted to return. No,
no, they said that he was cleared to return, but the staff on Dallas held him out because they weren't coming back in a 7-2 game.
I just saw a tweet that he's in concussion protocol. So
I don't know about that one.
I would
bet money he's back. Will they play what, tomorrow night, or do they wait 14 days like the NBA? No, they play tomorrow.
Yeah.
They play tomorrow.
I don't know.
Yeah. 5 goals on 8 shots on Ottinger in the second period. A 5-goal explosion for the Kraken. Wedgwood comes in. They score on him right away on a 2-on-1 shorthanded. It was all Kraken. Kraken the whole night. And I don't know. Is this team for real?
I'm in on the Kraken. I'm on the wagon. I love watching this team. They are so fast.
Good. Now I'm not going to cheer for them.
Their D are huge.
Yep. We knew that.
They got huge D. They're so fast. Here's the thing. They're missing their best player, McCann, 40 goal scorer, right? They don't have a superstar. They have 3 second lines. That's what they have. 3 second lines or 3 third lines. That's what they have. They don't got a first line player.
I am sick and tired of this NHL and everybody building rosters and saying, "Oh, we got to have all these superstars." No,
you don't. You don't. But you have good depth. That's why they're having success.
You know what you need? You need more than anything.
A goalie. You need a goalie.
You need a strong work ethic.
Yeah. No, and they do. They work their ass off. They work their ass off. They're fast. Hey,
so let me ask you this. Who are the hardest 2 working teams right now left in the playoffs?
Probably Seattle, Carolina.
Florida?
And Florida, yeah. That's probably the three.
They're all winning their series.
Yeah, I know. So, it's good. I like watching this team. They're fast. They were in every game against Colorado, like we mentioned, right? So, yeah, it's been good. I like it.
The last series to talk about, Edmonton, Vegas. They are playing right now in game 3. Vegas up big time, 5-1 at the end of 2. Vegas wins game 1, 6-4. Draisaitl scores 4 goals and loses.
Pavelski.
Skinner was god-awful. One thing I did notice in game 1, and I want to get your take on this. There's 3 minutes to go in the game. The net is empty for Edmonton. McDavid and Draisaitl are on the ice for the final 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And end up taking.
They should have got off.
And end up taking a too many men on the ice. They're dog ass tired. What is going on in Edmonton where they feel like they can run these guys to death?
It's just bad bench management.
It's terrible bench management.
It's bad bench management. You got to have that. You got to have them off the ice at 3 minutes. You give them a 30, 40 second break. You're down one. You pull the goalie with minute and a half, 2 minutes left, and they're fresh. Like I never understood why they did that. And then they take that penalty where they had like eight guys on the ice, which is like unacceptable.
They're yelling and blaming because they thought that they got called for getting the guy off too quick for the goalie.
Three guys jumped on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching it with my dad. I'm like, there's no way that just happened. There's absolutely no excuse for that.
Game two was a big bounce back for the Oilers. They dominated. Evander Kane was awake and being a total pain in the ass. Penalty-filled game. McDavid, Draisaitl each score two, and Edmonton wins that one. 5-1. Their role is reversed tonight. As we said, Vegas is
Skinner
up 5-1.
Skinner got yanked. Five goals for Skinner.
How many years?
Four goals on 19 shots.
So how many years do we got to say Edmonton needs to find a goalie? How many years do we have to do this?
They just signed Campbell 5x5.
Oh, shit.
Like, I don't know what to say anymore, man. I don't.
He's going to make
I'm running out of things to say.
He's going to make Koskinen look good. Sadly, Mike Smith is probably the best goalie they've had this last decade. I'm not lying.
The last decade?
He's the best goalie they've had in the last decade. Well, Cam Talbot, sorry. That might even been more than 10 years ago, though. That might be more than 10 years ago.
No, Talbot was there in 2016, 17.
Okay, well, we're getting close, okay? 7 years.
Yeah, so I think Skinner is going to be a good goalie in this league. He's young. He's still got to learn. This is good experience for him. This is good experience for him.
How many more years is McDavid and Draisaitl are going to be like, all right, we're putting up four a night and we can't win?
Well, yeah. They got one after two, so that's not good enough to win.
No, I know. Not tonight. I'm just talking as a whole.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, they got the two best players in the world. And
Blake, I'm sorry. I know you're really cheering for the Oilers.
I'm not cheering for the Oilers. I picked them to go to the Cup, so I don't want to sound like a donkey, man.
We already sound like donkeys.
I already sound like a donkey on half of my pick. Boston got beat the first round.
The whole world does. Everybody had that.
I should have picked Florida just to troll, and I would have sounded like a genius. Jeez.
Let's talk about the playoff odds as they stand this morning. Now, this is this morning. Carolina had a 68% chance of winning that series. I think that's probably a little high. Florida, 91% chance. It's a good thing the Toronto fans were chanting, "We want Florida, huh?
We want Florida." No, you don't. You don't want Florida.
Seattle Kraken.
When they were chanting that, I saved that so quick. I'm like, I got to use this.
Seattle Kraken got a 52% chance. And before tonight's game, Edmonton had a 57% chance, according to The Athletic. I'm guessing that number will be far different in the morning tomorrow. It is time now to go around the league. Just a couple hours ago, we had the NHL draft lottery.
Yeah,
and as expected, I got to pull it up here. As it expected, no, as I don't know. Would you say expected? I don't think it's expected. No. Anyways, the Chicago Blackhawks get the number one. There was hardly any fluctuation at all, was there?
No movement up until number three. Columbus went from two to three. And then Anaheim moved from one to two, and Chicago went from three to one.
They had 11.5% chance of winning the lottery, and they do it. And now I'm assuming they'll sign or draft Connor Bedard, which I think is a given. I would love to know deep down inside what he feels about going to Chicago. But this jumpstarts Chicago's rebuild for sure.
It would have really jumpstarted if they didn't trade DeBrincat and Kirby Doc.
For sure.
And they're probably thinking, we shouldn't have done that.
Well, you never know.
Could you imagine having DeBrincat, Bedard, Kirby Doc, some other guys? Like, come on.
So
they did get that Korchinski defenseman for DeBrincat. So I don't know.
One of my buddies texted me and said, before when the drafting went, and he said, "What's your thoughts on Chicago getting it?" And I said, "Well, it's good. It's not in the Pacific Division." I said,
I was praying he wasn't going to Anaheim. I was like, "Please don't go to Anaheim."
I was like, "Well, we already got a deal with Connor McDavid." So I said, "Plus, I said, when you look at the bright side of it, Chicago screws things up usually. So having Bedard go to Chicago pretty much means that they'll screw that thing up too." So
we'll see. They won 3 cups in 5 years. I don't know. They didn't screw it much up.
Well, just because they beat your team doesn't mean you have to be.
Well, no, I'm just saying that was a dynasty. Yep. They won 3 cups in 5 years. That's a dynasty.
Yep, and then it went bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, as expected, you got to pay everybody, and then eventually people get old, and that's what happens. That's the price you pay when you win, right?
Yep.
If my team won 1 cup, I wouldn't care if they blew up the damn team the next year.
Yes, you would.
I just want to see my team win, dude. Like, I ain't even care. Like, it's...
Well, don't hold your breath, Blake.
I don't know, man. It's just, I got the Raptors in 2019. That was pretty cool, but that's it. That's all I got.
That's all I got. With the way the Blue Jays are playing, you're probably not going to get it.
Hey, they're back. They just swept Pittsburgh. We're back.
7 games back.
We're all right.
We're all right. We're all right. We'll keep telling ourselves that for 150 right. more games.
Hey, we beat Tampa Bay in series already. Come on.
Perfect. McCauley. Family's getting...
Where are you going with this?
Their family's getting threats. Like, how far are we taking this nowadays? From
Toronto fans? That don't surprise me.
And I'm not just...
Shocker, it's from Toronto fans.
I'm not just blaming Toronto fans, because I think every market has... I think every market has a core group of bad fans. Does that make sense? Don't you think every market has
That's fair. I mean, there's a lot of very smart, knowledgeable fans in every market.
I do. And I think there's also
a lot of dummies.
Yep. And I don't think one of the things I'm learning every day that I'm living in this world is you can't escape dummies. And
no.
The fact that they would go after a family
on Twitter and
the family member, that's just, I don't know.
But, like, you know the backstory on that whole situation, right?
Well,
Wes McCauley's brother-in-law sexually assaulted Sheldon Keefe, and Keefe got him arrested, and yada, 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 and he had to change his name to McCauley. Like, there's a lot of backstory. I don't know. Should he be reffing against the Leafs? Probably not. That's probably a little bit of a conflict of interest, a little bit with the situation that Wes McCauley's family doesn't like Sheldon Keefe. I don't know
how he feels about that.
For sure. But just like reading between the lines, probably is not.
Because if my brother did that, I would not condone it at all.
No, for sure. Absolutely not.
So,
but we don't know. We don't know what happened, though. That's the thing. No.
Gerard Gallant out in New York as they part ways after an explosion with general manager Drury, which I think is hilarious because I always find these coaches firings or whatever you want to call this one hilarious in the fact that it's like, okay, well, who are the Rangers going to get next year better than Gerard Gallant?
Bruce Boudreau.
Oh, you think he's the answer in New York?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I was looking at New York's cap space today, and they're in deep trouble, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're in deep trouble. There's a lot of teams.
Tarasenko's gone. Kane's gone.
Oh, yeah. Where's Kane go? I mean, where does Patrick Kane go? Back to Chicago?
Back to Chicago on a 3-year deal and see if he can sneak one more cup out by the end of that deal, maybe. I don't know. You tell me you wouldn't want to put him with Bedard?
Yeah, but what price, though?
I think he would take a discount to go back.
Well, what's the discount?
3.5 mil.
He's an ego.
He's making 10.5. He's made enough money, man. Come on.
He's an ego, though. Oh. He's an ego. He is an ego. There's no way he's doing that. There's no way.
Patrick Kane.
What are you looking up? That he makes a lot of money?
I'm looking up his salary.
Yeah, it's 10.5.
He's made $118 million. He does not need money. He will take a $4 million 3-year deal.
I don't think he does.
No?
I don't think he does.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. I could see him for some reason. I could see him in Anaheim. I don't know why I say that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
That would be crazy.
Oh, we'll see. All right. Time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
Last week, Blake fired three questions at me. This week, it is my turn to fire three questions at him. Let's get it going. Question number one. This year's Jack Adams Award nominees have been announced, and they were Dave Haxtell, Jim Montgomery, and Lindsey Ruff. Like tradition.
Lindy Ruff.
Yep.
Not Lindsey.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff. Who's been coaching either in Buffalo or New Jersey for eternity. Like tradition, which one will be fired first?
Who was the first one?
Haxtell, Montgomery, or Ruff? Seattle, Boston, New Jersey.
I'll put my money on New Jersey.
I'm going to put my money on Seattle.
I don't think it'll be Montgomery.
You want to hear what's funny about this? Look at last year's nominees. This is last year's nominees.
Daryl Sutter
got fired. Jared Gallant fired. Daryl Sutter fired. Andrew Burnett fired. Oh, my God. You can't even make that up.
Oh, you can't. Oh, actually, Andrew Burnett might go to the Rangers. I think that would be a good fit.
I don't know.
He's a good coach. He did pretty damn good in Florida with that team. Won the President's Trophy.
Okay, he took over and used the same style as one of the greatest coaches. We're going to skip ahead to question number three, okay?
Maybe Quenlo goes home. He goes to the Rangers.
I'm skipping ahead here. Question number three. Is Joel Quenneville coaching again next year in the NHL?
If he gets cleared, yes.
Cleared?
He will. The NHL has to clear him to coach again. That's what it is.
Do you think
the NHL has to still clear him? That's what it is. They talked about that already.
Do you think that's not going to happen?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm 100% sure.
If he gets cleared, he might coach with the Rangers. Try and get Panarin going again. And hey, if Quenneville goes, Kane might stay there. Because they're pretty tight.
Well, they got to figure they can't afford to.
He could take a discount.
Blake, they're $5 million over the cap next year.
Well, I haven't really entirely looked. I'll have to look after.
There's no way. You'll have to look at that. There's no way. Question number two. We're jumped ahead.
1-3-2.
Has Matt Dumba played his last game with the Minnesota Wild?
Isn't he a free agent?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. And it's kind of brutal that they lost him for nothing.
I gotta bring something up here. I've looked at Cap Friendly, and I look who's going to be free agents this year. I have no idea.
Not very many right-hand D-men.
I have no idea where they're going to get their money from, though.
I know.
Arizona?
He's got to do some cap gymnastics.
Arizona's the only place that anybody's going to be able to go.
Well, they're either going to go to a place they don't want to go, or they're going to have to take less money to go somewhere good.
That's crazy. It's going to be
your options.
Listener question. I can't wait to see your response on this one. Can't wait.
Okay.
Should coaches use the media to call out players?
Are we talking about bonus here?
No, it's a simple question. Should coaches use... He's not the only one that's ever called his players out in the media.
No, I mean, you saw Casty call it Eichel and he responded. I think that players, most players respond well to criticism. Maybe should Pete you hand it in-house more? Maybe to have a conversation with them and let them know like your expectations are up to par.
Sure. Well,
we don't but I think that. It gets out better, and I'll maybe be like to the player, hey, I don't want this coach calling me out in front of the media, so I'm going to play better. Like Maybe
here's one of the things that I have a thing with it. I'm fine with it if it's done in a respectful, professional way.
You don't want to just blast him and just rip him.
Now, in the last couple of years, all of a sudden players think it's okay to get coaches fired.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't think so?
What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Calgary. And I'm not saying that I didn't think
Sutter. So are we talking about this? Like, did we even touch on this?
Yeah, we talked about Sutter getting fired last year. Hear me out here. Is it the way the Flames and kind of the way the Jets have been here the last couple of weeks? Is this the shifting to a player driven league?
I like think it always NBA? Has been a player-driven
no,
league.
No, God, no. No way. No way.
What do you mean,
No way.
It's not to the point where it's like the NBA where the players control everything, but it's
I just it's asked, kinda, are we moving in that direction?
That it players control what happens? I don't want to say that, but in Calgary's situation, there's just too many unhappy players that didn't like the style that he coached, but in order to keep the players happy, okay, you got to fire the coach. Like, the players can't just like, hey, I'm not going to play this year. I'm just going to forfeit my salary. They're not going to do that.
So where do you draw the line then? So anytime a coach is hard on a team when they deserve it, the players are just going to be like, we don't want to play for this guy anymore. Let's get a different guy.
Well, I mean, like,
who's going to want to coach in the NHL anymore?
We've seen this before, man. A team plays for a guy like Torts for 3 years. 3 years, they put their body on the line and play that style. And by year four, they're saying, fuck that. We don't want to play this style anymore. And he gets fired. And they bring somebody else in. That's what happens. But they just rinse and repeat all these coaches.
But those teams never win. Do you ever notice that?
No,
it's teams Tampa who have John Cooper. He didn't have a shelf life. They win.
No.
Look at the teams that are winning. That's my problem is look at Vancouver. They rinse and repeat coaches like changing their underwear. Calgary does the same. Neither one of those teams win.
Yeah. Well, Edmonton too. Fuck. They had like 10 coaches in fucking 8 years
and they don't win. The Rangers rinse and repeat. Don't win. It's example after example after example, and the combining factor is those are all teams that don't win.
Yeah,
Toronto's not any different either.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy to me when you boil it all down. It's really, really hard to believe. I don't know. It's crazy.
I know it is crazy. It is really is.
What's your favorite series so far?
Well, I like Toronto just unraveling here. Even though I picked him away, it's still hilarious to see this meltdown on Twitter and shit. Vegas, Edmonton, kind of hard to read because it's been blowout, blowout, and then another blowout. So, I don't know.
The Toronto, Florida has been the most entertaining, I think. But quite honestly, all four of the series have been pretty good.
I like the Dallas series a lot.
Yeah, they've all been intriguing though in different ways. So,
yeah,
the Vegas one is probably the meanest one, but I don't know. It's interesting. None of them are bad. Let's put it that way.
No, they're not bad at all.
We are back next Monday night for more NHL Stanley Cup hockey talk. We'll see if the Leafs are done next week or still alive. Can they do this? Can they win four straight? I don't know.
Only been done four times. It hasn't been done since 2014. Was the last time.
9 years. That's a long time. All right, hockey friends. Enjoy this week's hockey action. We are back next Monday night, same time. More great hockey talk. Hockey talk every week. The Debate Hockey Podcast.
Get
connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.